You may be seated. If the children will join me up here for a children's message. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I have something I want to show you guys today. This is called Utterly Smooth, all right? Anybody feel like they have dry hands today? A little bit? Okay. Anybody want to try some of this and see if it's like a lotion? Oh, that came right out the side, didn't it? That didn't go right. Why don't you share some now, Gavin, with everybody? Because that did not go well at all. Yeah, who else needs some? All right, anybody want some lotion? Nope. All right, great. Thank you. Yes. Would you like some, Brody? Okay. Ashton, you've got some. All right. How does that feel? Sometimes, you know, when you're I got you this. Sometimes when your hands get dry, when it's cold outside, your hands get dry, and this is supposed to be a really good cream for your hands to keep them from being dry. I think maybe I didn't shake it up enough before I tried to tilt it over. So we'll see. Hopefully this helps your hands not feel so dry. And this hand cream, thank you, Utterly Smooth. Does anybody know what an udder is? A cow, yeah, cows have udders, right? And look, do you see this? This cream has got like some spots on it, almost like a milk cow. You see that? That design on there? Why do you think this is called Utterly Smooth like a cow? Why? Do you think it's because they make this from cows? Maybe they make it from milk? Oh, good guess. It looked kind of milky when I spilled a lot of it out right there. But no, actually, because on the bottle, on some of these bottles, they put a promise on here, and they say, it's not made with milk or cows. Yeah, that's the promise they put right on here. But it's called Utterly Smooth. And the reason that it's called Utterly Smooth is because they started making this lotion because the cow's udders, who knows what an udder is? Gavin knows what an udder is. You said cow, right? It has something to do with cows? Yeah. Has anybody ever seen a picture or a video of milking a cow? The part that you milk is called the udder, or at least the part that holds the milk. I'm not actually up on my cow anatomy really well. But it's that region is called the udder, and those, when they would get milked a lot, their skin would get really dry, and so they made this to help their skin not be so dry. But they're making a promise on here that there's no milk and there's no cow products in this lotion. It's just to help cows or to help us if we have dry hands. When we make promises, what does that mean? You're telling somebody something, and what else does it mean, Maddie? You're telling them something, and it's not just a normal telling them something. Anybody else want to take a crack at it, Maddie? It's something you're not going to break. It's something people can trust, right? Because if I just say, hey, guys, I wanted you guys to know that I'm 4 years old. Well, I don't know about that, right? But if I say to you, I promise you I am 32 years old, that means you can really trust me, right? I'm not going to go back on this. Maddie can't believe how old I am. Yeah, I'm ancient, right? That's what a promise is about. A promise is something that you can really trust in, okay? That's what a promise is. And a promise has a lot to do with how trustworthy the person is making the promise. So if the Utterly Smooth people promise you there's no milk in here, do you think we ought to believe them? I think so. I think we can trust them, right? Well, we're going to hear in our first lesson today about a promise that God has made to Abraham, okay? And God has promised Abraham that he is going to have children, and they will 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 have children, so that Abraham's descendants will be like looking up at the stars. There'll be that many of them. And Abraham's not really sure about that because he's getting really old and he doesn't have any kids yet. And he's like, I don't know if I'm even going to ever have children. How can I be sure about this? And the way that Abraham can be sure is because the one making the promise to him is God. And do you think God is pretty trustworthy? Yeah, right? When God makes promises, God keeps those promises and we can trust them. And so Abraham did have children, and they had children, and they had children, and they had children. So God's promise was trustworthy. The other promise that we talk about that God makes to us is when we come up here and we have baptism, we say that God claims you and promises us eternal life. And that's a promise we can trust, right? Because who's the one making the promise? God. And God is trustworthy. God is steadfast. God keeps God's word. So I think we can trust that this lotion doesn't have any milk in it and doesn't have any cow products in it. I think that's pretty trustworthy. But a promise from God is the best and most trustworthy thing that there is. And God promises that God loves you and God will care for you and hold you. And that is pretty awesome. So I know you guys have some hands up. We can maybe talk maybe after church. Is that all right? Okay, cool. Would you guys say a prayer with me, though? You guys can repeat after me. Lord God, you promise to care for us, to love us, and to save us. Thank you. Amen. Wonderful. Okay, hold right here for just a minute. If you guys are going to children's church, you can line up over here. If you want to stay with us in church, you're welcome to do that too, and you can head back to your seats.